scientists. Mizmor Neosov Elohim Bo Goyim Enach Bosecho Timu Esechal Kodshecho Som Les Yushalayim Liyim. Nosinu Es Nivas Avodecho Machol Leoy Vashomayim Visar Chasidecho Lechai Soyoretz. Mom kamayim sivivois Yerushalayim v'yen koyvel. Hayayinu cherpolish v'neinu lag v'keles l'svivoiseinu.
Yosef
Netzar. Kamashor nilvayimam hayuzoya livne loitzela. She sang on the divine, okay, or a vechezel, Achenu koves Yisrael, and the sun batzorov Hashem, yom edim vein bayom vein bayavosham. Hamakayir achim aleihem yaitzim mitzara levacham yavel yairam yishim edugulam. Hashav agalav isman kariv in oymar, amen.
Just said the pasuk, "Rakim bo goyim nachnosecho timo esecha kudshecho, somos yibushalaim leim noslu es nivlas aladecho machol if hashemaim sachas idecho lechayse oratz shofu domam kamaim sivos yibushalaim vein kiver v'yinu cherpo lishchenenu vag v'kevas lishivasenu." Something that was written 2,500 years ago is Nagia today to us. Goyim came into our Heichal Kodshecho, the Mikdosh Ma'at that we have in Yerushalayim, one of the Choshevs, probably the biggest Choshevs shul in Yerushalayim. Shul, it's called B'nai Torah, where B'nai Torah Davim. At a time when the Godel Bat Torah was davening for the Omid, just mekabel malchus shemayim on himself, just said, "V'aftos Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol miyadecha." The Rosh says that a person should be mechaven when he says b'chol nafshcha, that he's ready to be going mesiras nefesh. And came in and killed brutally that chazan, was a Godel Bat Torah, and three others were gedolim in other fields. When the chesed was a marbet steira. How were they able to do that? How were they able to come into a kodesh hakodeshim and strike down such chassidim and wound so many others and left the shul as a butcher house, a slaughtering place, a volume lying around, a head rolling? How were they able to do it? That's what the Malachim asked when Rabbi Akiva died on Kiddush Hashem. They asked, Rabbi Akiva was compared to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chazal, the teacher of all of our Torah Shebaal Peh, Samishneh Rav Meir, Stam Sifro, Rabbi Yudah, Stam Sifrei, Rabbi Shimon. Kulam alibe de Rabbi Akiva, Stam Mechil de Rabbi Shmuel, Kulam alibe de Rabbi Akiva. The source of Torah Shebaal Peh in Klal Yisrael was able to die, Akidish Hashem. They were able to kill him. How were they able to overpower Rabbi Akiva? The Torah was a schovah they asked. Rabbi Yisrael told him, Aloch Yashoes, keep quiet, v'im lav, ani achzir, so oilam l'toyu v'avoyu. I'll return the world to Toyu v'avoyu. What does that mean? There's a mahalach in the Briyeh that goes beyond Schava Inish. Das Tvunis talks about this barichus, there's a mahalach which is beyond Schava Inish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in order to bring us to HaKore and bring the world to HaKore, the Hashem Echod. And that mahalach transcends Schava Inish. And if you want, that's what he said to Malachim, you want me to start being noyig the world differently than this, I'll have to go back to the beginning of creation. The whole beginning of the creation was so that I should get mankind to recognize that there's a Borei Olam and all of these things are necessary. Everything that happens is necessary. What we don't see, what we don't perceive as Chava Inish is necessary for it to happen. We can't understand it. But ultimately we'll see that it was part of a pattern, part of a jigsaw puzzle that led to the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the world. I have to bring the world back to Toyo Vavoyu to rebuild the world, because this is part of the plan to bring out the recognition of Klal Yisrael, all of mankind, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't understand it. We can't understand this Mahalach. We can't understand why Rabbi Akiva was killed the way he was. We can't understand why Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was killed the way he was. The others, someone who was, I don't know the others, but I knew Moshe Tversky well, a neighbor of my sons, a brother-in-law of my sons. When Pasak Puma Megil said, didn't stop learning, medactic in every detail and every maisa that he did, he didn't move a finger without being yetzal all the every shittas harishonim. He didn't eat most things because he had shoshes of kashrus, and he was a tzaddik for himself. Never told anybody. Never was machmir to his family. Always let his family be noyeg and kulis himself. He was machmir. And Machmir ben Om Lachaveiro in his anhoga with everyone. But it was Moisa himself to his Talmidim. Never slept Thursday night. Or even this night when he was killed, he was up till 1:30 in the morning the night before. Ah. but it's chus for him to die al kiddush Hashem. We spoke to his wife. My wife spoke to his wife on the telephone. To Menachem Oval, so his wife said, "Everything has a beginning and has an end." And he reached the end. He was makabel the din on himself. The end was Kiddush Hashem. The end was standing in front of an omelet on his mother-in-law's yotzah, davening for the omelet, and dying right after Kriya Shema. Rekodesh. Rabbi Kiva said also, Kol Yomai I was mispalel that I should die a Kiddush Hashem. When his Talmidim asked him, "Why are you so happy?" He says, "Kol Yomai." Why is he reading Kriya Shema? He says, "Kol Yomai I was mispalel that I should die in Kiddush Hashem, and now I shouldn't read Kriya Shema." He was mispalel that he should die a Kiddush Hashem because that's the greatest avodas Hashem there is to die a Kiddush Hashem. This tzaddik was a living Sefer Torah, choshev than a Sefer Torah, Chazal tell us. Died al Kiddush Hashem, reached the greatest misa possible. Go right to Gan Eden. There's no tzar. It says in Svarim, when a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, he has no tzar. He didn't have pain from dying. He won't have Olam Haba. He won't have Chibut HaKever. It's good for him if he was zochet to such an end. But it's what a tzora for us. What a tzora for us. Someone who wasn't in Mefusim, except in his yeshiva, but could easily become one of the G'dayli Ador. What a loss for us. The Yishalmi says, everything has a substitute. He says gold has a substitute, silver has a substitute, iron has a substitute, and stone has a substitute. Yishalmi, in the end of the second parak of Brochus, but Talmud Chochem Shemeis Miyitin Lon V'Chalifoso Miyitin Lon T'Mavoso. Gold and silver are the source of commerce. You do business with silver, and gold backs it up. And iron and stone are the yisod of a person being able to sustain himself, his life. He uses metal, he uses iron to dig the earth, to build, to cut. Everything is metal. All electrical things are metal, or iron, or steel. And stone he needs to live in. Homes are made of stone, concrete of stone. Everything has commerce. You can find a substitute for gold and for silver. You can find a substitute for iron and for stone. That's gashmis. But for Talmud Chochem Shemeis, Yitelonu Chalifoso, Yitelonu Tmuroso. Tmuroso is an exchange of kedusha. Liachlifenu liyomoroso. Tmura means exchanging kedusha. Can't change the Kedusha for anything. There's nothing similar to that Kedusha. And Chalifos is the benefit he gives to the world. There's nothing equaling the benefit which a Talmud Chochem gives to the world. He elevates the entire world. Gives a different model. Different. There's different, a person, one has a living example before him, he has a different goal before him, a different way to live, he sees before him that it's possible to be a such a person. There's no chalifa, there's no tumura. But Talmud Chochem Shemais. We lost, not just, they came in with Tameh, Heichal Kodshecho, but they destroyed Kodshe HaKadoshim HaKlal Yisrael. They went in there, Matameh, the Kodshe HaKadoshim HaKlal Yisrael, by cutting down the Talmud Chochem Godel. Azinu talks about Achris Hayomim and tells us about how the Goyim stand up against us to destroy us. And then at the end it says, Anine Goyim Amay, Gidam Avod of Yikoyim, Nogam Yoshi Vitzor, Vichibad Moser Amay. All the Umas Oilam standing up against us. BBC's headlines after this was two Arabs and four Jews killed in shootout with police. That's how they interpret what happened. President Obama appealed to all extreme elements to restrain themselves. The world hates Jews, including President Obama. They would like to be rid of them. But that's been going on since the time of Tehillim. And it's predicted in the song of Achris Hayomim of the history of the Jewish people, Azinu, Ra hates Toiv. A world that is devoted to itself, to its selfish goals, to its tivus, its covet, its glory, and its conquest, hates the Jewish people because we have other goals. The Arabs have one goal, power and pride. They attribute it to their God, that he also wants them to have power and pride and tithe. They have nothing in their religion which speaks anything about perfection of mankind, Achris Hayomim, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing except power and pleasure and pride. That's all they have in there. And when someone of theirs dies, they scream in the streets. Either one group screams revenge, and another group, when they have revenge, gives out candies to children. That's the good, that's the Arabs. And that's the fellow travelers of the Western world that follows them. They're just as guilty, just as evil. And Klal Yisrael, when we have a tzoreh, we say Tehillim and Mispalo, we do tshuva, and we try to fill up the loss that we've had. What a loss we've had. That we're in Sakone, Yishuv is in Sakone, because after this happens, there's always a Sakone Chas V'Shalom, and more of these cases could happen, and we're so open and we're so vulnerable. They put a lock in every shul, Yerushalayim, every Beis Medrash. We only existed until now because of the Chasdei Hashem that protected us and will continue to exist that way. And if this happened, the Baruch Hashem wanted it to happen. He wants to be ma'orer us. He wants us to realize lessons that we should derive from it. Maybe, I don't know. You have to be Baal Ruach HaKodesh, you have to be Chazal to say what lessons. About it, there's something we learned in all shuls and Bate Midrash. The way we daven. And the klal is, when there's a din, the Baruch Shem collects the din from the greatest of them all. The tzaddikim have to suffer first. That's a klal. In the Holocaust, the tzaddikim died first. Chazal say that. The Mikudoshim suffer first. First of all, they're responsible for everybody else. Secondly, one Mikudosh that dies is negged thousands of others that could have died. And their misa is a kapora for them. But there's a tviya on Bate Knesset. Even though that Bate Knesset is a Bate Knesset, it's miyuchad for Torah and Avodah, where people sit and learn, and kolim, davening bekavonim, but it's a kitrug on all Bate Knesset, and Rabbi Yishon collected his debt from our Bate Knesset, and the Choshev's the Bate Knesset. Our Bate Knesset, we don't daven bekavonim enough, we speak in the middle of davening. The whole world is judged collectively. And Rabbi Shalom took his payment from the Choshev's, the shul probably in the world. Shul of Bnei Torah, shul of Torah and Avodah. That's one lesson. Another lesson is we have to learn, we have to see how futile is the whole enterprise of protecting the Jewish people by turning them into goyim. We see how little we are protected. Turning Jews into goyim brought only sinne of the whole world upon us. You have to come to that realization. It's important for all of Klal Yisrael to come to that realization. And when we come to that realization, that will bring the gula. We're all misupik. No, maybe thought we need them to protect us. They brought about this chum, just like they brought about the chum in Hebron in 1927. They brought about this chum also. That's the lesson we have to derive from it. A little. Everyone has to derive what he thinks is right. Such a loss, there's a vacuum in the world. The vacuum has to be filled. That's why we say Kaddish. When someone is Nifter, Skadal Yiskadash, yes, there's a Chil Hashem, Chil Kvayt Shemayim, when a Jew dies. There's a lack of someone who can do Rotzen Hashem. We ask that Rotzen Hashem should be carried out some other way. Skadal Yiskadash, Mei Rabo. Kvayt Shemayim should be expressed some other way. What a meridik achil Hashem this is. Achil, there's a hole. There's a vacuum. Achil Lashon Cholo. There's a vacuum of Kvayt Shemayim in the world with such tzaddikim gone. We have to fill up that vacuum. These were all people that decided to give up all of Olam Hazeh in the Western world. Three are from America, one is from England, and to be moisa nefesh for Torah, to give themselves over for Torah and raise families for Torah. Kula kodesh. You have to fill in that vacuum and try to become one of them. That our lives will be mekudesh, l'chvei shamayim, avodas Hashem, and Torah, spreading Torah, teaching Torah. We can't go on after this and continue our ordinary lives. I mentioned that at the Levaya, at the Hesped for Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, many years ago, maybe 60 years ago, Baron Kotler was masbir Rabbi Zalman and said that when a person, a tzaddik is nifter, his midas become hefker for everyone to be zeichen. Can take over his midas. The midas here of Moshe Tversky were the midas, the smiling face constantly, the midas toivus. The diktok, like someone said, he was medaktik, not just a midon lach amokam, he was medaktik midon lach aveva, no less. The midas toivus, the asmode, the diktok in mitzvahs. Yirei chet, he was afraid of chet, like from a fire. And yichshash of a chet, he stayed away from it from a fire, like from a fire. We can take these midas, we can be zeiches partially in those midas. We can accept upon ourselves, learn a little more about basmode. Daven bekavone, we makbir what we eat. Makbir what comes out of our mouths, not just what goes into our mouths. We have to fill the vacuum. All of us collectively, we'll all be makabal in ourselves, kabbalas, we'll fill the vacuum. That'll be the Kaddish that we say for them. And we have to be mispalel that the Kreit Shemayim that was nischalel here, chutzpah, menuvolim, just walking into a base HaKnesses is a bizoyan, the Chil Hashem, just for them walking into it and what they did in it, the chutzpah. It'll be Yivoda Lamalo, let them get their punishment, let it be Nisbara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let them pay back. Yivoda Lamagoyim, Leinenu Nikmas Dam, Avadecha HaShofuch. B'zoyin HaTorah should be restored. Volatzion Goyel, we should be zeiche, the gula shleimo, bilam ovas lenetzach, mocho adinoy leimdimo malkoponim, neymar omen.